Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
Welcome to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with your host, psychologist Parthenia Izard. Parthenia is a psychologist and certified natural health care practitioner who will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Call with your questions or comments at 610-664-4100. Now here's the host of Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard.
Good morning to those of you listening to our live broadcast or live internet simulcast today, December 29, 2007. And hello to those of you listening to an internet rebroadcast within a few hours or some other time. If ever you can't find us on the net, just go to my website to see where we are. We are simulcast on Achieve Radio, and there's a link for that on my site. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 on the AM dial and simulcast on the Internet. To call into the program, now, yes, folks, throughout the program, we'll be giving phone numbers and email contact information, so make sure you have a pen and paper ready. The numbers to call into the program are 610-664-4100, that's 610-664-4100, or 866-472-6094, that's 866-472-6094. Or you can send an email during the show to wellnessradio@amtherapies.com. Please, any problems with the internet links, give me a call. On this program, we discuss alternative medicine therapies, related products and issues, and we do it with the experts. Only try the therapy shared here after consulting with your physician. Now, last Saturday, my guest was Joseph Bailey, author of Fear Proof Your Life, How to Thrive in a World Addicted to Fear. And at the end of that program, we discussed the herb Jatoba and part two of the Asana Dhyana. If you missed that show, you can go to my website at www.amtherapies.com. Click on the Achieve Radio link to hear the show because they archive it there on their site. For appointments with me or for general information, call our new number, 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. Remember, intuitive Monique Chapman visits every second Saturday of the month. So on January 12, 2008, yes, we're starting a new year, we will have Monique's Moments again. She will share her intuition about the world, about world affairs and callers' concerns. Remember, you can purchase the book I co-authored, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, on my site. That's a wonderful way to start the year off also. www.amtherapies.com, and you can go there, preview it, and make the purchase online. By Wednesday, you should be able to use the PayPal option. Today, I'm speaking with Marianne Rademacher, author of Lean Forward Into Your Life. Begin each day as if it were on purpose. I thought this would be very timely and a wonderful way to start your year off. At the end of the program, we will discuss the herb juniper and part three of the Asana Dhyana. Now it's time for our wellness news. Better than red wine or green tea, cocoa frost with cancer-preventing compounds. Cornell food scientists expect this is Science Daily, December 19. This is an old one, 2003, Ithaca, New York. There is a new reason to enjoy hot cocoa on a cold winter's night and set up a cozy fire. Consider it a health drink. Beyond the frost, cocoa teams with antioxidants that prevent cancer, Cornell University food scientists said. Comparing the chemical anti-cancer activity in beverages known to contain antioxidants, they have found that cocoa has nearly twice the antioxidants of red wine and up to three times those found in green tea. Their finding was published December 3 in the American Chemical Society's Journal of Agriculture and Food Chemistry, a peer-reviewed publication. The Cornell researchers, led by Chang Y. Li, chairman of the Department of Food Science and Technology at the University of New York State Agricultural Experiment Station in Geneva, New York, say the reason that cocoa leads to other drinks in its high content of compounds called phenolic phytochemicals or flavonoids indicates the presence of known antioxidants. antioxidants that can stave off cancer, heart disease, and other ailments. They discovered 611 milligrams of the canola compound, gallic acid equivalent, and 564 milligrams of the flavonoid epicatechin equivalent ECE in a single serving of cocoa. Examining a glass of red wine, the researchers found 340 milligrams of GAE and only 163 milligrams of ECE. In a cup of green tea, they found 165 milligrams of GAE and 47 milligrams of ECE. Quote, when we compared one serving of each beverage, the cocoa turned out to be the highest in antioxidant activity, and that was surprising to me. Canola compound protects plants against insects and pathogens, and they remain active even after food processing. Lee and his colleagues used two chemical tests that measured how well the cocoa compound scavenged the free radicals, agents that cause cancer, heart disease, and other diseases. In the paper, the researchers discussed the chocolate bars of cocoa. I know that's what everybody was thinking about. Quote, although a bar of chocolate exhibits strong antioxidant activity, the health benefits are still controversial because of the saturated fat present, end quote, the researchers wrote. They explained that cocoa has about one-third of a gram of fat per one cup serving, compared with 8 grams of fat in a standard size 40-gram chocolate bar. Faced with the confusing prospect of drinking red wine or green tea or cocoa, Lee suggests enjoying all three in different parts of the day. Folks, personally, I would drink hot cocoa in the morning, green tea in the afternoon, and a glass of red wine in the evening. That's a good combination, he said. Stay tuned. Okay, that's well interesting. I don't think I would have thought that cocoa had that much, those many antioxidant properties in comparison to green tea and red wine. But anyway, as I said earlier, my guest today is Marianne Rademacher. Now, Marianne Rademacher is a top-selling card and magnet author for quotable cards. She has a full produce line of small posters, greeting cards, and other inspirational paper products under the auspices of Marianne Rademacher, Inc. She lives in Salem, Oregon, where she tends her word garden and teaches writing to diverse populations, from prisons to preschool. Marianne says that growing up, her family had a vacation home on the North Oregon coast. She spent most of her free time as a child wandering in the woods of Nehalem Valley, I hope I pronounced that properly, and the shoreline, where she encountered the dynamic life in the forest along the beautiful Nehalem River and Pacific Ocean. Good morning, Marianne. How are you?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is it like out there where you are?
Well, I'm in an island in the Puget Sound off of Seattle, and it's cold and sometimes gray, but almost always beautiful.
Yes, it's very delightful. It probably looks similarly outside of our window here, but it's a tad rainy and a little murky, but it's a beautiful day outside. Really. Now, where are you from?
I'm a native Oregonian, Parthenia, but I have recently moved to the state of Washington, and my husband and I hope to see lots more of our whole beautiful country in the coming years.
Well, now, was there something special, and I think you're probably chuckling.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Was there something special about your childhood or where you're from that inspired all of this beautiful writing and art?
Yes, there was. My parents were senior parents. They welcomed me into the world as their 25th wedding anniversary gift. And what might seem to some as a particularly quiet childhood for a youngster was really the grounds in which the seeds of my poetry grew. I spent a lot of time by myself, a lot of time with my black Labrador retriever, and it gave me a real basis for wanting to observe the world and record the things that I experienced and what I saw. And I developed my passion for writing at a very young age.
Well, now, when did you first write? As you recall.
I actually first wrote a message that was very earnest for me that no one else could understand because I was writing on our breakfast nook wall.
Okay.
impermanent markers.
Oh.
And I was so proud of my accomplishment, which began at the top of the wall and went all the way to the molding on the floor. And I love to tell people that that was my first experience with not letting criticism dissuade me from having artistic integrity and saying what was in my heart.
Do you at all remember what it was you said or wrote about?
Parthenia, I spent a lot of time in the hospital in a period of 5 months before I turned two. And I think that I was reflecting on that experience and what it was like to be back home. But I can't be absolutely sure, and it's under several layers of yellow paint.
You mean they didn't photograph it and blow
no.
it up?
No, they didn't.
They wanted to cover it up as quickly as possible.
They covered it up as quickly as possible and thought that they didn't want to encourage bad behavior.
Well, hold that thought. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Alternative Medicine Therapies, now in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Visit my website, www.amtherapies.com, and call our new number for appointments, 610-658-0135. That's 610-658-0135. To hear us live on the Internet, click the link on my site, and we'll be back with Marianne Rodmacher, author of Lean Forward Into Your Life, Begin Each Day As If It Were on Purpose.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi Light therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations, has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izzard. Remember, on my site, www.amtherapies.com, you can now preview and purchase the book I co-authored called 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. My chapter is Naturopathy, and the PayPal option should work Wednesday. And remember, William Penn's basketball team, they're in need of assistance, duffel bags, transportation, game day warm-up suits, things of that nature. Today we are talking with Marianne Rodmacher, author of Lean Forward Into Your Life. Marianne, when is, you know, going along the lines of continuing in the vein of the writing, when did you first draw?
I didn't do a lot of drawing, Parthenia, until I was in my late teen years. Mm-hmm. I had a real longing to be an artist, but I had it built into my head that to be artistic or to express myself artistically, I needed training and teaching and needed to be professionally guided.
Mm-hmm.
And when I gave up that sense that I needed to impose a structure on myself and start just discovering my own creative expression, I just fell into the world of art and color and form.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you remember what it was that you first drew?
I first began playing, it would seem rather natural, with letter forms, and began exploring counter or alternative lettering styles and expressing my words in very colorful formats. And I just grew out from there.
When I was just out of curiosity, and I should have, I didn't notice, but did you do the design for your cover?
Yes, I did.
Well, I was certainly hoping so, but I didn't want to. Yeah, I think it's beautiful, and it certainly goes along with the content of the book, which, ladies and gentlemen, is very poetic. If you love poetry, there's a, not only does she share poetry throughout the book, but there's a poetic feel to the writing as well, even though it's you know, not in poetic form. Of course, everything's not in lowercase letters as I expected.
My publisher was so grateful that I have for decades written in all lowercase, and my publisher was grateful that she had an easy time persuading me to use uppercase letters in my book.
Well, now what allowed that?
The desire as a young woman in my writing to allow people to bring their own meaning to my writing led me to start writing in all lowercase. I had a real passion for sharing words that were motivating and inspiring to others, and yet I didn't want to lead the reader ultimately by attaching my sense of importance with capital letters. Therefore, I don't capitalize I, etc. But for a book full of that, it's a little challenging. So I was happy to accommodate my readers.
Now, again, what in school inspired you to become a writer or an artist, professionally, or did it have nothing to do with school at all?
What inspired me to enter the field professionally, Parthenia, is that I was very aware that my deepest passion and the thing that brought me the greatest joy was first writing for myself, and then secondly, when I had that opportunity to share that writing with others and see how it impacted them, I wanted to have a lifetime of that kind of opportunity because it was so incredibly rewarding to me. And so over 20 years ago, I created a professional and a business structure that allowed me to do my writing, render it artfully, and make it available to the world, actually. And it's been exceptionally rewarding in my adult life to be able to earn my living at what brings me the greatest joy.
You are the envy of many.
Well, thank you for saying that. In my teaching, I try to encourage people to consciously connect with the things that they value most intensely. And even if they can't start their own business, because not everyone can or feels inclined to, but to bring those elements of joy and passion into their workplace is such a healthy, invigorating experience. And it's possible for almost everyone to do that.
Well, now, I hate to talk so much about school. I promise this is my last school question. Did school coincide, or your experience in school, coincide with your creativity?
In some instances, it did. I have very vivid memories of my seventh grade teacher, Jean Newell, inviting me, please, oh please, if I could just learn to write the way the handwriting was shown on the wall of our classroom, she would exchange that skill set for my opportunity to teach the rest of the class how to write uniquely. And in so bringing me into the standardized way of lettering in seventh grade, finally, she gave me an opportunity to teach my classmates how to create different styles of writing, and that was really one of my first tastes of teaching others a creative alternative path. It was a marvelous, brilliant amount of teaching on her part.
That's a pretty unique experience. Why did you decide to publish Lean Forward into your life?
In truth, I was invited to bring Lean Forward into your life in the world. The fine people at Canary Press called me. They were familiar with my posters and a calendar that I do. And when they realized that I did not have a formal book in the world, I got the call that every writer dreams of from a publisher, and they, an editor at Canary, said, "We want to see the books in you, and we would like to give them to the world. Will you publish with us?"
And of course you couldn't say no, my word.
Well, I knew their works, and their tagline is Books to Grow By. So philosophically, it's a publishing home that is so reflective of my own attitudes toward life. So, of course, I said yes. Thank you.
Now, a lot of times when I, well, because this is such a poetic piece, or there's so much poetic flavor in it, my approach to this interview is a bit different, I think. However, I am going to do one thing that I always like to do. I am going to read the headings of the different sections.
Oh, good.
It will give people a wonderful feel for you and what the book is about. And then, of course, I have tons of quotes from the book that I'm hoping I might get you to elaborate on. And
so, all right.
Somewhere between going over these different chapters and my quotes, we will, you know, give people enough that they'll run out and purchase. Now, the titles are here, Beginning Today, As If It Were on Purpose, then Uncovering Your Purposeful Blessed Beginnings, Live with Intention, Walk to the Edge, Listen Hard, Play with Abandon, Practice Wellness, Laugh, Risk Love, Fail with Enthusiasm, Continue to Learn, Appreciate Your Friends, Choose with No Regret, Stand by Your Family, Celebrate the Holidays That Make Sense. Lead or Follow a Leader. Do What You Love. Live as if this is all there is. Most of the things which seem so significant aren't. Don't take it personally. It's not usually about you. Pay attention. Know when to leave. Curiosity takes courage. The most important promises are the ones you make to yourself. Appreciation lasts longer than complaint. Being nice isn't always best. Surprise is as powerful as consistency. Listen to your inclination. There's difference between protecting yourself and defending yourself. Your eyes must not determine what you see. Play more, stand tall. Imagine. Okay. What would you like to share first?
What would I like to share?
Well,
I would like your listeners to know that, first of all, I understand why you have a radio program, because not only is what you think so interesting and helpful, but you have such a wonderful voice.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Each of those chapter titles, Parthenia, comes from two pieces of writing of mine. And the first half, really beginning with Live with Intention, was the result of a profound life lesson I learned from living with a friend through her dying with cancer. And the experience of helping her gracefully exit the world that she knew led me to write those observations.
Now, is that Frankie?
That's Frankie.
Oh, good. Yeah, as much as I could of your book. And I, like I said, I really enjoyed a lot of, well, everything that I did experience.
Parthenia?
Yeah.
May I have you turn the volume up a little bit?
Okay, now is that in what you're hearing or...
what I'm hearing.
Okay, I think we're having a little difficulty with the volume today, so I'm... I don't know what the problem is.
All right.
But thank you. Thank you. Is that better?
It is.
Okay. So, yes, is there more you wanted to share about that?
What I would really like your listeners to understand is that the contents of my book come to them in the world not because I'm a particularly exceptional person or have views that much different from theirs. It's that in my lifetime, I have disciplined myself to observe the world and the lessons that occur in a process of writing. And just like when an individual goes to the grocery store with a list, they often experience a more successful shopping excursion because they're working off of a list. Mm. It's true in life as well. When you take the time to just simply write things down that you see or feel or observe, it creates a far more successful experience on any given day. And so the contents of my book are really the result of a lifetime of making those kinds of written observations and asking myself what I could learn from them.
And ladies and gentlemen, she presents them in such a way that it's not intrusive. It's pretty much as you go, they flow one into the other, as almost like a kind of journaling remembrance of those experiences you shared with others, yet you don't feel the beginnings and the ends, you know, that they're just finally woven together as you go through the book. It's very nice. Here's a quote that you have in there. "People like my kite as long as it flies with their wind." I thought that was wonderful.
What did it mean to you when you read it?
Oh, no, that's not fair. my response is going to be so mundane. I mean, to me it means, you know, people are proud of you as long as they have something to do with it. But I'm certain you have a much better way.
Actually, we are absolutely on the same page, and I don't think that observation is mundane at all. And what that one sentence means to me is that it's important to remember I use the metaphor of a kite. When you launch any endeavor, when you fly anything that has value or meaning to you, you have to launch it with your own commitment and your own sense of satisfaction about it, because whether people praise it or criticize it, in either case, it really shouldn't matter, because people will really celebrate your kite as long as it's flying in the direction that they think it ought to be. And as soon as it takes a turn in the wind, you're going to encounter criticism from somebody. So as long as you're launching your kite with the confidence and the enthusiasm that your commitment to your own purpose brings, it shouldn't really matter what people think of it.
And then you do have your political side. I happened to study under Howard Zinn briefly in college, so of course I snatched one of his quotes out of the book. You put in there, "Important decisions of society are within the capability of ordinary citizens." Could you elaborate on that?
So many people in today's culture feel powerless to impact the decisions of the structures around them, and the perception is not quite, it's not true. Margaret Mead said it so beautifully decades ago that most, and I'm of course Parthenia, I'm not going
to. Oh dear, well, okay, hold that thought for me.
I will.
You're listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. I want to remind you to visit my internet mall. It's an easy way you can purchase all kinds of wonderful products at a very low rate, even though it's after the Christmas season or holiday season. Check regularly as I add new products often. And you can also get Nature Sunshine products, which offers an extensive line of high-quality nutritional supplements for multiple vitamins, boost your immune system, weight loss support, or an herbal blend for your health concerns. They can help take the road to a healthier, happier life with Nature Sunshine. My homepage, left side, learn about purchase of Cell Nature Sunshine products, www.amtherapies.com. We'll be back with Marianne Radmacher, author of Lean Forward into Your Life. Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izzard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with a holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izzard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDV.
Why should you passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments? It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi-Li therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izzard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izzard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Psychologist Parthenia Izzard. We're trying to figure out what's going on with the microphone. But anyway, you can check my website to see who my guests will be next weekend, January 5, 2008. And remember, William Penn's basketball team can use your help. We are back with Marianne Rademacher, author of Lean Forward into Your Life. Begin each day as if it were on purpose. With questions, call 610-664-4100, 610-664-4100, or 866-472-6094. That's 866-472-6094. I'm sorry, Lewis, you've been on hold for quite a while here. I've been so wrapped up in my conversation with Marianne that I keep forgetting to bring you in. Lewis in New York, good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, and okay. I was enjoying listening to the program.
Very good. Thank you. I'm glad. Did you have a question for Marianne?
Yes, Marianne. Speaking confidentially, what in the world does a person, let's say, over 70, what in the world do they do to wake up each day, start his day with a purpose? We're not going to build a business. We're not going to probably create a new invention. We're not going to go out on a new adventure. What do you mean when you say start each day with a purpose confidentially?
Well, confidentially, Lewis, I'll share with you and whoever happens to be listening to the person.
That's okay.
Broadcast. I would first ask you a question, and that would be, how do you know? How do you know that you're not going to go on adventures? And how do you know what you are not going to do when you start your day? My pop, in his 70s, always used to say to me every day that he puts both feet on the floor and can stand up is a great day. And, you know, in my 30s, I didn't really grasp what he was telling me, but as I grow closer to my 70s, I understand what he means, what he meant.
Yes.
That there are physical changes, and there can be limitations as compared to what you used to do when you were 30. But, Lewis,
yes.
To begin each day as if it were on purpose means that you do not enter your day saying what it will not be, but rather coming to the day with an open hand and a pair of eyes that are willing to see an opportunity or an adventure. And for you, that might mean making a call to someone you know who is in the process of building a great business or setting off in a great adventure. And maybe you can't go with them in physical activity, but you can support them with your encouragement. You can hold them in your thoughts.
Yes.
You can ask to be part of their journey in some creative way.
Yes.
So, sir, you get
prayerfully.
That's right. And you get to begin each day as if it were on purpose, in ways that are suitable to the life that you're leading right now. If you stop comparing it to the way it used to be, and fess up to the way it is right now, there might be an adventure or two waiting for you.
Very good. Okay, thank you. Maybe a new love might come in my life.
You never know. You never know.
Stay hopeful. Thank you so much, Ms. Radavaca.
You're welcome, Louis.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mrs.
Bye-bye. He's one of our regular callers, and we always enjoy his calls every Saturday. Was there anything else you wanted to add to the point we were making before?
Yes.
Okay.
It is very important. Lewis's call represents really where I was headed. Lewis, and he reflects a very common attitude where we tend to come to our lives asserting all the things that we cannot do, that we are either no longer able to achieve or just believe that we never could. And in truth, when we each reflect on our life experience, we can at least think of one person in our history that has altered the path of our life substantially. And we have that opportunity as individuals to be that kind of altering experience for other things and other people. One person really can make a difference.
Well, now, before we go on to the next thing, can you share with us your contact information? What is
Oh, I'd be honored to. Thank you for asking. A complete body of the work that I have generated in the last 20 years is available for viewing, reading pleasure, and ordering at MarianneRodmacher.com. And I spell my name with an E, and my last name is RadmacheR. And anyone that would like to communicate with me can write me a note through that website.
So it's www.MarianneRadmacheR.com.
It is.
Okay. Very good. Now, is there an email address that you would like to share?
The email address is linked right in through the web address.
Okay. What about a telephone number for those who are not into the Internet?
800-408-1690.
Okay, now, friends. I liked what you said about friends. You said that the two that came in when everybody else was going out, something like that. I thought that was clever. I mean, it sounds so simple, but it's really not. It really isn't. Well, you were talking about Craig and somebody.
Craig and Brad.
Yeah. Could you sort of elucidate on what friendship means to you?
My circle of friends throughout the decades of my life has had some consistency. I am blessed at 50 years of age to still hold some friends in my circle that I knew as a teenager. And that is just such a joy. In that chapter, I talk about friends that are significant in a certain part of our lives, and then things change, and we create a new circle of friends. One of my challenges that I have experienced, and I hear from so many people, is letting friendships evolve with grace. Friends change, our life circumstances change, and a unique challenge in friendship is allowing the people in our lives to grow. And a defining thing in my life is have the friends that I have allowed to expand their horizons and change in our growing together are friends that we still maintain a brilliant connection. And it takes a little grace to say, well, it's time to part company with this person because our paths have diverged so dramatically. Do you know what I mean, Athenia?
Oh, yeah. I've done it at least twice in my life. Yes, formally. And once in college, there were friends that I truly cared about, but I just had to, we had like an informal meeting, and I told them that I needed to make some changes. So you have to be able to do that, and if they're friends, they will know that so and wish you well with that change.
That's right.
You said something about most of the things which seem so significant aren't.
Yes.
How did you come to that?
That statement leads a piece of writing that actually began as a list of life lessons that I kept in my planner book under R for reminders. I know people listening will laugh at this because you come to a life lesson that feels like it's dropped on your head like an anvil, and you say to yourself, I will never forget this. I will remember this lesson as long as I live. And then sure enough, 4 months down the road or the following year, you find yourself making the same mistake. And so I purpose to keep a list of reminders of things that seemed very significant, but I didn't want to forget them. And most of the things that seem so significant aren't, is an instruction just without commentary.
Mm-hmm.
We, on a Tuesday afternoon...
Oh, you don't have to stop that short, but that's okay. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. This portion of the program is sponsored by Rosa Martinez. If you need a laid-back, comfortable setting to get your hair done, but still want the latest styles and technology, no need to travel to the city. Rosa Martinez for Studio Artur in Jenkintown fits the bill. Offering a vast array of services, award-winning stylist Rosa Martinez runs a smooth shop with each stylist trained to utilize the dry cutting method to find the best cut for each client. Rosa Martinez for Studio Artur is located at 728 West Avenue in Jenkintown. Call them at 215-884-0004 and schedule your transformation today. Tell them Parthenia Izard sent you. And we'll be back with Marianne Rodmacher, author of Lean Forward.
You can passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, colds, flu, and other ailments. It's time to take charge of your life with preventive measures. Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies at 610-660-7710 for an initial consultation. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers a holistic approach to preventive care, unlike conventional medicine that tries to correct the illness that exists instead of preventing it altogether. Don't let anyone tell you that your situation is hopeless. Alternative medicine therapies like iridology, kinesiology, reflexology, energy medicine, which includes Qi-like therapy, acupressure, and psychological consultations has an amazing track record of positive results. Why suffer when alternative medicine therapies with psychologist Parthenia Izard is here to help? Contact Alternative Medicine Therapies today for an initial consultation at 610-660-7710 and visit their website at www.amtherapies.com. And don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom, psychologist Parthenia Izard's radio program each Saturday morning at 9 on AM 860 WWDB.
Don't passively exist with backaches, allergies, PMS, cold, flu, and other ailments. Listen to me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9 for Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom. I am a local natural health care practitioner and psychologist. I will show you alternative paths toward health with an holistic approach. Don't miss Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, Parthenia Izard, Saturday mornings at 9, only on AM 860 WWDB. You are listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard. The answer to the last alt-med trivia item is that the herb, also known or also called guelder rose, is cramp bark. The discounted initial visit to my office this week will go to the first caller who shares a random act of kindness that they received or bestowed upon someone. We are back with Marianne Rademacher, author of Lean Forward Into Your Life. Call 610-664-4100 or 866-472-6094 with your questions. And remember my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health. You can purchase it on my site. Okay, Marianne.
Yes.
Where were we?
I was just saying that things that seem so significant aren't.
Right.
And that something that really overwhelms you on Tuesday, if a person will discipline themselves to just wait and set it aside for a period of time, perspective will come and they'll realize it wasn't such a big deal. Perhaps.
They can even apply that to their, their shopping habits.
Oh, it's a brilliant, it's a brilliant approach to acquisition. Anything.
Yeah.
Especially for folks that are a little impulsive with their pocketbook.
Yeah.
You make a list of things that you cannot live without, but you make the commitment to live without it for a day, a week, 2 weeks. And if the impulse is still so very, very strong, it's a great thing to follow up on. But if it's passed, you've saved a lot of money.
Yeah. Now, there are a million. If I told you how many of these quotes I've written down, is there a chapter or section in your book that you would like to highlight at this point before I go on?
I am very fond of the ending of my book.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we'll have to save that because
all right.
I definitely was going to go there. But I would like that to be closer to the end of the interview. So before we go there, I think I have time for this one more thing. Act as if someone else might have valuable insight on a view that you are certain about.
Yes.
That kind of humility most people do not have.
And it's funny you would use the word humility, and that it really is tied to humility. But it's also tied, for our professional associates, it's tied to good business.
Mm.
When an individual has been in an industry for a certain length of time, they have a tendency to think they know everything that they need to know to do their job well. And that kind of attitude blocks innovation, invention, and application of new procedures. When an individual can stop long enough to hear the potential in what someone is saying, and maybe they don't agree with what the person speaking to them is saying, but if they can have the capacity to use it as a springboard for something new, it's a fantastic opportunity for discovery.
Okay, well, come on, let's go to the end of the book.
All right.
I don't want to leave that out. It's all yours. These can be your final words of wisdom.
The art of living well is tied so closely to living artfully. And as I step from one day to the next, I offer myself my own letter of welcome led with these ideas. You are a demonstration of the manifestation of the divine. Let go of the ties that would define and restrict your heart, and you will begin your own divine discovery. You will soar. That's it, Parthenia. That's my favorite part.
And that is a wonderful place for us to close the interview. Thank you so much for today, and you have a happy new year.
All the best to you, and thank you for taking time to spend with me.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, now it is time for our herb of the day. Today's herb is juniper. The part used medicinally is the fruit. Some of the phytochemicals are alpha-pinene, beta-carotene, beta-pinene, catechin, menthol, regen. Some of the nutrients are calcium, chromium, iron, magnesium, manganese, phosphorus, and potassium. According to Courtney Bachenbach, it acts as a diuretic, anti-inflammatory, and decongestant. And they caution that it may interfere with the absorption of iron and other minerals when taken internally. And should not be used during pregnancy or when a person has kidney disease. Okay, now for our yoga asana. This is part three of the Dhyana, and of course this is BKS Iyengar's instructions. And this is stage one. Withdraw the gaze of the eyes from the lids and relax the eyeballs. Withdraw the hearing from the openings of the ears. Withdraw the breath from the contact with the nostrils, keeping it as fine and subtle as possible. Withdraw sensation from the front of the tongue, and at a very subtle level, withdraw the flesh of the body from the skin. Withdraw the skull from the scalp and the brain from the skull. Be more aware in the back of the brain at the base of the skull than in the front of the brain near the forehead. Let the eyes exit in the eyes, exist in the eyes, the ears in the ears, the nose in the nose, the tongue in the tongue. Let the skin of the body rest in itself. Experience the silence that comes. Experience the refinement of consciousness. Happy New Year to everyone. You've been listening to Wellness, Wholeness, and Wisdom with me, psychologist Parthenia Izard, at WWDB 860 AM and simulcast on the Internet on Achieve Radio. Check my website to see who my guest will be January 5, 2008. It might be a rebroadcast. Using the link on my site, listen to the program live on your computer, and remember second Saturdays of the month with Monique Chapman at the end of those programs. So we will have Monique's moments. January 12, 2008. She will share her intuition about the world and caller issues. There's a link for advertising on the program on my site, email inquiries, resumes, and or recordings to consult at amtherapies.com, snail mail to 1455 City Line Avenue in Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Alternative Medicine Therapies offers the public iridology and kinesiology assessments, consultations in nutrition, meditation, acupressure, psychosocial consultations. Go to www.amtherapies.com for my blog, to purchase my book, 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Health, and Nature Sunshine products. Subscribe to my newsletter, hear past programs, see the show guest list. Oh, and keep an ear out for Nemacolin's next Turning Point Retreat. Tell them Parthenia sent you. And Happy New Year again. Now, it looks like I may have a few more minutes, so I think I am going to try to finish a little more of the yoga asana. You draw the sight and hearing and the sensation in the tongue inward. Let them descend and meet at the side of the soul behind the stern at the base. Let the thumbs salute and merge in the soul. Let the fingers salute and merge in the universe. Om. Okay, so again, Happy New Year. Wellness, wholeness, and wisdom. Be well.